30 years ago, next month, Alabama Governor George Wallace was shot in an assassination attempt. It happened at a rally in a shopping center parking lot in a Maryland suburb of Washington, D.C. Governor Wallace survived but was paralyzed from the waist down. He died in 1998. Yesterday, the United States Secret Service finally got around to honoring the four agents who were assigned to protect Wallace that day, men the late governor credited with saving his life, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
On May 15, 1972, George Wallace was on a quest for the Democratic presidential nomination. And after finishing his stump speech, he headed into the crowd in his shirt sleeves to shake some hands. Then came the gunshots.
The guy came out of the crowd, and what I saw was the gun. And I think it was firing when I saw it.
Secret Service agent Jimmy Taylor was in charge of the Wallace detail. He says everything felt like it was moving in slow motion.
And I lunged for him, and I ended up with the gun on the ground right between my feet.
The gunman was later identified as Arthur Bremer. Agent William Breen was also on duty that day.
It was chaos, and the governor's on the ground, and I was the first agent to him. And I was trying to come up with what first aid would be appropriate, and I whispered in his ear, I said, Governor, you're going to be all right, we're going to get you out of here.
Yesterday, Breen and Taylor, along with Agent Fred Kratz, all retired, were given the Secret Service's highest honor, the Award of Valor. Another agent on duty that day back in 1972, Nick Zarvos, was unable to attend the ceremony, but he too was honored. Explaining why it took so long to honor these men, a Secret Service spokesman said the award didn't yet exist at the time of the Wallace shooting, and somehow, in the years since, they never quite got around to it. Until yesterday, awards have long since been given out to other agents for their work during more recent assassination attempts. Yesterday, the retired agents didn't seem upset by the long wait.
It's humbling. It's an honor. I deeply appreciate it.
They also, though, said just how tough it was that day to see the candidate they were assigned to protect on the ground, bleeding, paralyzed for life. Breen recalled visiting Wallace in the hospital.
I was standing next to his bed. He took my hand. He's laid there and tubes running in and out of him. You know he's in pain. And he comforted me. I mean, he's comforting me. He's telling me, he says, this would have never happened to me if I'd have listened to you boys. You know, so he was very concerned for us.
Breen, now 62, says if he could be a Secret Service agent all over again, he would. But Taylor says if he'd had a son, he'd probably advise against it, joking that he spent far too much time on airplanes. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.